Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you at this wonderful warm time of year, this holiday season. God bless you, and I pray that you're enjoying the presence of the Lord. Whether you're by yourself or whether you're surrounded by family or friends, if you're a believer, I want you to know you are surrounded by, we have a great cloud of witnesses in heaven that have preceded us, and one day we shall all be together. I know there's not one of us that haven't lost loved ones. Well, we've lost them to our immediate possession, but if they know the Lord, they're with Him, and they're rejoicing and looking forward to that great and glorious day when the Lord shall receive us all to Himself at the sound of the trump. Hallelujah. Praise God. So today, I just wasn't able to finish the message, our Christmas gifts to the Lord, and I'm going to conclude on today's broadcast. I was sharing some thoughts the Lord had given many years ago about the significance of the wise men and their gifts that they brought of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, as Matthew, the second chapter, describes their coming to the young child. And not only was there practical significance in terms of the flight into Egypt, but there's a spiritual, rich, rich spiritual significance in their gifts. And if you were not able to listen last week or catch all of the broadcasts, just in a brief review, gold represents our salvation, the quality of our spiritual stand or position in God, a life wholly, purely, and completely surrendered to the Lord. And of course, it represents also our faith tried in the fire. Frankincense, there are many references in Scripture referring to our frankincense as part of an incense, referring to prayer and praise ascending before God. And then on the final broadcast of last week, I was sharing about myrrh, which has five important uses in Scripture. It's used for anointing, for cleansing, it's used in perfume, as a preservative, and finally, the fifth purpose I'd like to share today is medicinal purposes, or that of healing. Of course, today we don't see, that's not as, you know, modern medicine has replaced that, but it was used historically, medicinally. Mark 15 and 23, it speaks of wine mixed with myrrh called gall, which was offered to Jesus on the cross, but he refused it. That Hebrew word rosh is generally translated gall in the English Bible. And in Hosea 10 and 4, it's rendered hemlock. Gall drew wild in the fields. So it seems evident that the Hebrew term denotes some bitter and perhaps poisonous plant, for example, the hemlock or the opium poppy. Deuteronomy 32 and 32 refers to some berry-bearing plant intended, such as poppies. So what was this gall or wine mixed with myrrh? It was a compassionate act. It meant to be. Gall or myrrh would be an anesthetic and tend to diminish the sense of suffering of the dying or on the cross. But Jesus refused that, and that doesn't that say something about him and the price he was willing to pay? But as I've said, all the gifts the wise men offered have a significance for us. We're to offer our lives as our lives, our faith tried in the fire. We're to, as Job say, come forth as pure gold, to be as pure gold, as a royal diadem, as Isaiah speaks, chapter 62, in the hand of our God. Word of fellowship and offer always prayer and praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then and myrrh, of course, speaks of, I would say, anointed acts of service to the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a ministry of healing to a sin-sick world today, beloved. We have a word of comfort and hope. Psalm 147 and 3 says, speaking of the Lord, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. We know from 2 Corinthians 1:4 that God comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 18 says, And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So we have been made able ambassadors. We have stewardship, beloved, of the gospel. We are God's messengers, His ambassadors, and there is healing and relief from the pain and hopelessness of a life without Christ. We can be as myrrh, hallelujah, to the Lord. We can offer Him comfort. And how can we do that? By recognizing and appreciating all that He has done for us, by living lives grateful and filled with a heart filled with thanksgiving for all His bountiful benefits. And because of all Jesus has done for you and for me, out of that love relationship, we want to do something to bless His heart. And there's no greater joy that we can give to the Lord by reaching out in His love to those in need. He that winneth souls is wise, Proverbs says. And so the scriptures talk about the wise men coming to the Lord. Matthew 2:1-2 declares, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. They came from a far country, just as we've been brought a mighty long way into the kingdom of God's dear Son. They had an encounter with the Lord and worship. That's what we did when we met Jesus. We opened our hearts to Him and gave Him ourselves. And just as they worshiped the Lord, then they presented gifts to Him. And I say to you, beloved, oh, open up the treasure of your heart today and offer Him anointed gifts of worship and service. Offer to Him your pure life of gold, a sacrifice that's been cleansed in the fires of affliction, that your faith may be found strong and pure at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Offer to Him that sweet incense of prayer and praise. Offer to Him that beautiful myrrh, the purpose of myrrh, as I shared in the scripture, for anointing, for cleansing, for perfume, as a preservative, for healing, all these things that we can do, the smallest thing. Jesus said, even if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you will nowise lose your reward. So I encourage you today, beloved, as we draw near to the celebration of Christmas, let us rejoice as the wise men. You know, in the days of the very birth of Jesus, millions may have saw that brilliant star, but only a few wise men left the comforts of their home and were willing to travel and find out what that star meant. Thousands, including King Herod and the Jewish scholars, they knew that the Bible had predicted a Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, but only the wise men went to look. Thousands in our days will attend special Christmas programs and events and all sorts of celebrations, but only a few wise men will seek the Savior and seek to worship Him. Millions will read and be familiar with the story of Christmas, but only a few wise men will take action. What did they do? Well, they had evidence from their studies, from their searching of the heavens, that something important was happening. They took action. They sought out and listened to those who had the facts. They responded appropriately. They rejoiced. They worshiped. They gave gifts. How can we be wise? By recognizing the price of what Jesus did. He came not only to die on Calvary, but He came born as a helpless babe, entrusted Himself in frail human flesh. He divested Himself of His kingly power and glory. And the works that He did as the Son of Man, anointed by the Holy Ghost. And just as He has called us to do those same works, Jesus didn't do what He did because He was the Son of God. He did it as the Son of Man, who had the anointing of the Holy Spirit to minister minister God's love, God's healing, God's comfort to those of his day. And we are his extended body today. We are his mouthpiece, his hands, his feet. Hallelujah. Oh, on that day, shepherds gathered their flowing robes, and they hurried to meet the babe in the manger when the angels announced and filled the skies with their glorious hallelujah choruses. And the Magi braved deserts and mountains and great miles, great distances to find him. And today, millions on every continent acknowledge with the Apostle Paul that he is the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Today, wise men still seek him, and those who seek find more than they ever imagined. For in Jesus Christ and him alone are to be found forgiveness and inward peace and joys in life today, as well as the promise of life eternal. The Magi found him as a young child with Mary his mother, and today we find him, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, clothed with glory and honor, and seated at the right hand of his Father in heaven. He's there because he finished the work he came to do on earth. Of his coming, the Bible says, he was made in the likeness of men, and he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. While it is true that wise men still seek him, it's still more wonderfully true that he still seeks us. Aren't you glad for that? We're whoever and wherever we may be. Now today, from his place in the heavenlies comes the divine invitation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Praise God. It's my prayer that you open your heart to the Lord in a special way, and I wish you from the very depths of my heart the most blessed Christmas holiday season ever, that you'll experience his goodness during this entire holiday season, and that your joys and your experiences and your service to the Lord, your life of pure gold, your prayer and praise, your acts of service will be greatly enhanced in effectiveness and in scope as we enter into the new year. God bless you. Thank you, dear ones, for your love, your prayers. I appreciate all you do, your financial help. May God's presence be with you in a very special way. I love you all. Till next time, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.